Matt's a big fan of the needle rifle. Why don't you talk about it a little bit?
Well, you know, when I'm like, you know, getting ready to pwn some noobs and I'm running down and stuff, and I see a needle rifle, I just fucking pick it up and everyone just flexes it. And I turn around, I'm like,
shit. But yeah.
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast version of The Expendables. My name is Matt, and my all-star hosts are Tyler and Stefan.
Hello, peeps.
Sup?
I'm back, baby.
As much as I try and push this podcast off as professional, something always falls through the cracks. Right now, we don't know where Leaper is. I don't even know where one of my co-hosts is. He's just gone.
He's having sex with his girlfriend. And you can't see this, but I am literally putting up the quotations.
He's gone. He's all gone.
He's gone. I don't know where he is.
She probably just rolled him up and shoved it right in her vagina.
He's probably into like 20 pieces right now in a trash bag.
Maybe his legs are gone. He's being pushed around in a wheelchair. Huh? Tyler, what's up?
Hey, let's try not to bring back those memories because I'm still terrified of my life.
Those were hard memories when you lost your legs.
She's probably listening to this right now. Like, oh, Tyler. And
sharpening a knife.
Cutting her wrists.
Slapping around her penis. Pulling on her testicles.
Hey, look, I didn't know at the time, okay?
So, how was your guys' week? Was it good?
A long week.
Yeah.
Went canoeing.
Yeah, that's right.
In the Niobrara.
We mentioned your canoeing trip last week.
It took quite a while, it seemed like. But it was a lot of fun. That's about it.
Yeah, my week was pretty dull. Just a lot of work. That's about it.
I was sick most of the week.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Not like with a fever. I just thought like I was going to throw up constantly. I'd get out of bed and I'd get like vertigo. Oh, shitty.
That sucks.
Yeah. I didn't start feeling better until about Thursday-ish.
I have pills for that.
Do you?
Like dizziness. Like
vertigo
after
pills?
After I fainted, I felt like shit. Like you feel really dizzy and crappy. Every time you do anything, you throw up a lot because of the dizziness.
Yeah.
So I just, those pills help out.
I'll keep that in mind next time. Stefan is my hookup.
He's got those pills.
All right, so let's just jump right into it. I got some technology news. Then after that, we're going to probably do, let's do news. And then we'll do a Halo Reach around. We'll do gaming news. Sound like a plan?
Throw it out there.
Sounds awesome.
All right, team, break.
Listen up, techies. We're going to trick your setup. It's time for tech news.
Developers. All right, first up, Apple supply manager arrested for wire fraud and money laundering. Ever wonder why, after years of secrecy, camera-ready iPod cases began rolling out? The answer could possibly be Apple supply manager Paul Shin Devine, who was just fingered by the FBI and IRS as a fraudulent money laundering mole.
Yeah, it's kind of like he was pointed out by them, is what they kind of mean.
I was just reading along. I'm like, he was just fingered.
He got his own little reach around.
Devine was arrested Friday for allegedly receiving kickbacks from six accessory suppliers in exchange for confidential information, which apparently gave them an edge in negotiating Apple contracts. The alleged scheme used an elaborate chain of U.S. and foreign bank accounts and one front company to receive payments. And code words like sample were used to refer to the payments so that Apple coworkers wouldn't become suspicious. So there we go, hammering Apple again. One day we're going to be accused of just like hating Apple, and I don't really hate Apple. Just there's just so many crap out there about Apple doing stuff bad or like overselling like a product that's not as good as something else.
Naughty, naughty Apple.
Or iPhones that don't work.
I actually saw a thread on an Apple forum. They made I don't know how many years ago this was, but they made their own rechargeable batteries. with the Apple logo on it. And this was well after, like, rechargeable batteries had come out, you know, like AA batteries. And you put in those little wall chargers.
Yeah.
And people were just going nuts, saying, like, this is the most innovative thing Apple has ever done. how many times can I use batteries with the Apple logo on them?
Awesome.
Looks like that's all they got to do is make money, just put the Apple logo on it. Yeah. Call it good.
Yeah, we should put the Apple logo on this podcast.
Connor has an Apple sticker on his Xbox.
Does he really?
Whoa. Yeah. That must be the most inventive Xbox ever made.
It's kind of gay. Just saying.
I think it's kind of funny. Just fucking Microsoft.
The $99 Kindle. Why e-readers will soon cost less than $100. Late last month, Amazon unveiled a new version of its Kindle e-book reader that, like every new Kindle, is thinner, lighter, and smaller than the previous one. It's also the cheapest Kindle ever. The new Wi-Fi version sells for just $139. A year ago, the Amazon was selling 3G Kindle, a version that allows you to download a book, even when you're not connected to a Wi-Fi network, for $299. This June, Amazon lowered the price of that version from $259 to $189, a few hours after Barnes & Noble announced that it was lowering the price of its 3G e-reader, the Nook. Any of you guys thought about getting a Kindle or an e-reader of any sort?
No.
Absolutely not.
I saw, like, people were saying, like, you know, you can get an e-reader and then get college textbooks on them. I'm like, oh, yeah, for like, how much? And they're like, they only cost, like, $80. I'm like, but I can go online and get a textbook for less than $80.
I don't read.
You don't know how.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, you know, if you go to, like, to the school store and try and buy a textbook there, it's, like, super overpriced. And if you go online, they're pretty much reasonably priced. Like, I don't think I've spent over $100 for a textbook in a long, long time. But if it's like, if I can buy it on one of those online for like $70 to $80 and buy it on a Kindle, which requires buying the Kindle first for $80, like, it's not worth it, dude. All right. Has anyone ever used Tumblr?
No.
Never?
No.
Don't think so.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, mainstream social media pushing Tumblr to a tipping point. In the last half of 2008, Twitter was turning heads. Celebrities, corporations, and mainstream media started leaning towards microblogging. And it turned that method of getting styles of information out to people. Through 2009, it turned to a major factor of social media and websites and companies. It started putting Twitter buttons all over their sites. If 08 and 09 were the years of Twitter emergence, then 10-11 may be known as the year of Tumblr. It is showing signs of gaining the same relevance that Twitter achieved. So, once again, we'll have a new social media. There's too many social media sites now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's just ridiculous.
Because, and the thing is, there's a ton of people on all of them. So, like, someone like me who's like, hey, that's a good way to promote the podcast. Like, I have to promote it through, like, 7 different places already. And it sucks. Luckily, there's, like, things like Podomatic and Blip TV. They'll let you post the same thing to multiple sites, but, you know, it's not personal. You know, if I get on Twitter, I can be like, hey, Twitter followers, here's the new podcast episode, enjoy. And they'll be like, yeah. Yeah, that's like the home cooking version of the promotion. It's for you specifically. And they love it. One out of three AT&T iPhone customers will switch to Verizon.
Well, no shit. Fucking Verizon's like the best that we have around here.
Yeah, Verizon's pretty damn good.
You get like a signal fucking anywhere. I swear to God.
Yeah, dude. The iPhone has been an AT&T exclusive in the U.S. for the time immemorial, which means the mobile word translates to a little over 3 years. But that exclusively will soon come to an end. With Verizon rumored to be launching an iPhone of their own in the near future, Big Red, with their self-proclaimed superior wireless network, might be able to put some real hurt on AT&T if, when, the Verizon iPhone becomes a reality. Today, a new study indicates that a significant chunk of current iPhone users on AT&T are waiting to ditch their carrier for the alternative Apple Smarter carrier.
Cool.
Can you hear me now?
Good.
Have you guys thought about getting an iPhone at some point?
No.
Not really.
No? I thought it'd be cool, but man, it's expensive as shit.
Yeah. Look, I just need to text and make phone calls.
Like, I thought about getting a shit about. No, you are starting to sound like every old person that has not embraced technology. Everyone says that. Like, when texting first came out, they're like, I just need to call on the phone. Now, all those people, they text.
Well, I'm not. I agree with Tyler. We're not against them people having those. Just personally, I don't think.
But everyone says that. It comes out so often where people are like, I just need a call. I don't need that texting. Well, guess what will happen in like 3 to 4 years? They get something with texting. Or when camera phones were coming big, they're like, I don't need to take a picture of my phone. Well, now camera phones are everywhere, and everyone has a camera phone.
That's because it's kind of hard to find a phone that doesn't have a camera phone in it.
Yeah, but back to texting, you can easily not have texting. That's part of your plan. You could say, I don't want texting.
I'm not saying that's not important that people use it. I'm just saying...
And what I'm saying is that in a few years, you're going to change your mind.
Not if I'm going to spend money out the asshole for it.
Spend money out the asshole?
Yes.
You need to get that checked. Because as we all know, after years of being out, things come down in price.
Yeah, and when that happens, I'd consider it. But yeah, right now, having music and TV and internet and all that stuff just doesn't appeal to me.
Look, I got a Juke, and I can download playlists, music onto it. I have never downloaded one single song onto the Juke because I got an iPod.
Yeah, I have music on mine. I don't need it on there.
That's true, but what if that was integrated with your iPod? What if you could get rid of your iPod in exchange for something just as good?
Yeah, but what happens if you listen to music all the time on your iPod, then it dies, right? Battery life.
It's on your phone.
Yeah, so you don't have a phone.
How many times do you let your phone die?
Well, since I'm not listening to music on it 24/7, it doesn't die that often.
But if you were, wouldn't you be charging that more often? Because a phone's pretty important. If your iPod dies, you can't listen to music. If your phone dies, you can't call people, text people, listen to music if at that time you were integrated with your music.
Yeah, but how often do you have the ability to charge?
He's saying it would suck to have five of your important things on one item and have that die because then you're out of five items.
Because people don't readily let their phone die unless they're retarded. I don't let my phone die just because then I have to charge it before I can either talk to people or get phone calls or anything. If you got five of your important things on one phone, you're not going to let that thing die.
But what if you're not at your house?
Yeah.
How long are you going to not be at your house,
It depends.
It depends on what you're doing. If you're going camping, you might not need it. And if you're going camping anyway and had five different gadgets, all those would probably die anyway.
Yeah, I know.
But say if you're out, how many times do you go places without electricity?
Yeah, but who takes their charger everywhere they go?
Who doesn't have a car charger if five important things are on one object? If you're going to have all your important things on one object, why would you not, protect your investment?
But you're not always in your car.
You don't need to be in your car to plug in your car charger, lock your doors, and leave.
But then you're without it. If it's in your car...
You need to charge it regardless. If it dies and you don't have a car charger, you could be without it for... Who knows how long you're going to be out. If you're going to be out for 6 hours, it dies. You're without it for 6 hours. It dies right away. You plug it in for an hour, and you got it for the next 5 hours.
What if your grandma's horribly, horribly sick, and you need that phone call?
And you need that phone call? Borrow someone's cell phone. Now you're just trying to get extreme on me.
That's what I do.
Reaching the last technology holdouts at the front of the classroom. The last technology holdouts apparently in the classroom are the professors themselves. I don't know what professors they've been talking to because all mine have been very technology savvy. But apparently, people are trying to reach out to professors to use more and more online media to teach their classes. What do you guys think about that?
I've never been big. Are you saying online classes? Are you talking...
Not online classes, just utilizing the internet.
All right, yeah.
For classes.
That makes sense, because if you're in a teacher for technology, don't you kind of need to...
Well, what if you're not a teacher for technology?
Oh, well, I don't know. I think it just all depends.
Well, that's what I'm asking. What's your personal opinion on it? Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think it's a bad idea? Do you think it should be used here, there, where?
I think using the internet, if it helps with anything, it's better than books or whatever, then go for it. We use the internet currently at schools for research and stuff like that. Researching things online is much easier and better than books, in my opinion.
But the thing is, too, you always got to remember, you got to make sure you know where you're going, because not everything is 100% correct.
That's true, but a lot of times when I'm in a class, a teacher that says you can research this online, we'll usually have a list of sites these sites are usually really good. You don't have to use all these, but these sites are pretty proven. I know I took a math class where all our assignments were online, and it was nice because they were actually if you kept getting something wrong, you could say, show me how to do it, and they would show you how to do the problem.
Was that the Alex program, or?
I don't remember. But they would show you how to do it, and then they would give you a new problem.
I think that's kind of what the Alex did. I took that when I went to school, and it is kind of nice.
And so The only problem is it would make you do 100% of your problems.
Yeah.
Because in classes where I just have to do it on notebook paper, I don't necessarily do all my problems, especially in classes that don't require you to do all your problems. They just require you to do my homework. Because I had a teacher for two different math classes that said she would give you homework, and she says, you know, you got to do your homework, but you don't necessarily have to do all the problems. I'm like, the fuck does that mean? And she's like, I want to see something, but if you don't need to do all the problems, then don't waste your time doing all the problems.
Yeah, I mean, books are great and all that, but, I mean, let's face it, too. I mean, it's just, is it really necessary? Like, you know, remember we used to do research papers in school, and they'd be like, you have to have so many sources from a book, so many sources from internet.
Yeah, and
why can't you just get all the sources from
a pamphlet?
Like
fuck that.
Really, I mean, internet gives you all the information. Like, I always had
there's
a problem
so
going
much
to the book.
The internet that could just cover everything.
Yeah,
that book's probably on the fucking internet.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably an ebook of it.
I always had a problem going to the book because I found everything I absolutely needed on the internet. I'm like, well, shit.
Well, exactly, and it's just the convenience of it. You could be sitting at home and be like, well, shit, I gotta do this paper. Oh, man, I just have books left. Now I gotta go to the library.
Yeah.
You know, especially in the middle of winter here when there's, like, 2 feet of snow on the ground. That would suck if you're like, fuck, I gotta go to the library.
Fuck
shit, I don't have a snowmobile.
Fuck, I'm about to fill this goddamn research paper. Screw it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there, too, who are like, well, we need to keep the libraries going, and, you know, books are important, and blah, 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 blah. I can understand that, but you just got to catch up with the times, I guess. I mean, the internet is just such a great resource. I just don't understand why you want to utilize it.
Well said. All right, so I just happened to find this link, so we're going to go over the 10 best alarm clocks. But trust me, this is pretty intense. Because they're like, oh, yeah, how great can an alarm clock be? Well, here's what we're going back to having all your things back into one object, you know, like a phone. It can be an alarm clock. Well, can an alarm clock do things a phone can? Let's find out. First of all is Chumbi from the price range of $120 to $150 bucks. First of all, that's a lot for a fucking alarm clock. The Chumbi is more than just your run-of-the-mill alarm clock. It's a versatile touchscreen computer with a wide range of apps that let you do everything from listen to music to rent movies from Netflix.
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know, Chumbi. It sounds like Gumby's retarded cousin or something.
Chumbi.
Sony Dash. Similar to the Chumbi, it's powered by the Chumbi operating system, except it's more expensive and Justin Bieber has one. Wait, what?
Yay.
That's stupid. Why is this even on the list? It's the same thing. Clocky for $40.
Clocky.
This is for compulsive snooze button sleepers. If you hit the snooze button, Clocky jumps off your nightstand and rolls around your room beeping loudly until you get up to turn it off. That's hilarious. Sonic Bomb for heavy sleepers. The Sonic Bomb is literally impossible to sleep through. It reaches a maximum volume of 113 decibels, louder than a chainsaw.
Jeez.
And it comes complete with a bed vibrating unit that'll shake the crap out of your mattress until you're awake.
Wow.
Bet the ladies like
that. Or keep you company. <when you're alone. laughs> Peaceful Progression Wake Up Clock, which looks like Spire from Halo Reach. $70 for yoga practicing, organic eating, well rested hippies. Wow, that's pretty rough. That's a pretty big generalization there. This clock uses gradually increasing light, simulating aromas, and peaceful nature sounds to gently wake you over the course of a half hour. I don't think you need to be yoga practicing, organic eating, well-rested hippie to like that alarm clock.
You just don't have to have anything to get up for.
Well, it wakes you up over a half hour. You set it half an hour early.
But then you're just wasting that half hour of sleep.
Fucking waves.
Oh, you don't necessarily wake up at the time that starts. You can gradually wake up. And like it said, if you gradually wake up instead of being shooken awake by your alarm clock's loud beeping, then maybe you're going to be more rested waking up 15 minutes early.
I'll admit to that, because, you know, whenever my alarm clock goes up, I feel like I'm just having a seizure as I wake up violently.
Yeah, I hate my fucking alarm clock. All right, next is Sleep Tracker, for guys who wake up groggy. Yeah, I wake up groggy a lot. You know those mornings when you wake up feeling completely refreshed and just plain awesome? The Sleep Tracker will help you feel that way every morning. The wrist-mounted device monitors your body's sleep cycles and wait for the optimal moment to wake you up. That's actually pretty cool. It's $179 bucks, though.
It's neat.
That's pretty sweet.
As long as it works, but yeah.
Ooh, oh, this is a good one. I've seen this one before. The Flying Alarm Clock. When this alarm goes off, it ejects a small helicopter-like key into the air. To stop the incessant shrieking, you'll have to get your ass out of bed and scour your room to find the key.
That's awesome.
The Bang Olufsen Bayo Time for $375. With a sleek, flute-inspired design, Bang and Olufsen's Bayo Time is kind of like the virtue of an alarm clock. It looks fancy, but doesn't really do all that much to justify its price. Why is this on the list of 10 best alarm clocks, then?
They ran out of ideas.
God. Laser Target Alarm Clock. For $20 for sleepy sharpshooter gamers. Nice. If you go to sleep dreaming about Halo, this clock is for you. The only way to turn off the alarm is by firing a laser pistol directly at the bullseye. Nice. That's pretty awesome. That's only $20.
I want them all.
All right, last, Moshi Voice Control Clock Radio. This advanced clock radio from Moshi responds to a variety of voice commands. You can tell it to play music, turn on and off, set the alarm, or ask it for the time and temperature. Huh. Badass.
Hardcore.
All right. Last? Yep. Last in technology, the top 10 dead Google projects floating around in cyberspace. Now, this is off of Google Wave, which I think we talked about last week, going away after Google thought it would be like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
So these are just 10 Google projects that didn't make it. First, you will probably remember this one, Google Video.
Yeah.
And then they bought YouTube, so I guess they didn't really need it anyway.
Yeah.
Google Catalog Search. This is to scan product catalogs. Google Notebook. Notebook gave us a good way to take notes while web browsing. Seems decent. Dodgeball. With Dodgeball, users were able to text their location to the service and find out where friends are nearby. That's on some phones now, where you're like, hey, I'm at this place. And everyone's like, hey, cool, I'll meet you there. And someone's like, hey, you're not home, I'm going to rob your house. Jaku? Jaku is a microblogging medium. It's similar to Twitter, but didn't take off quite as much. It looks cool, but without a real user base like Twitter's, it kind of loses its appeal. Google Mashup Editor. Google Mashup Editor was a place for developers to test and run what they were working on. Wikipedia doesn't even have a full article on the project, just a stub. So what does that tell you? Maybe not much. The reasons for stopping its development have more to do with having something better to offer. Lively. From what I can tell, Lively isn't very lively anymore. Oh, zing. Lively was a social networking type of site. It used avatars and allowed you to create stuff like rooms, clubs, space stations, and more. Sounds like Habbo Hotel.
You know what's really funny? Like, remember how Ninja used to play that stuff in Habbo?
Habbo Hotel, yeah. Some girl fucked
my
me
girlfriend's
over on
sister.
That
I just went in the other day and she's playing that. I was like, is this shit really still on the internet? Yeah.
I see ads for it every
time. Stephen, you gotta share the story.
Okay, so on Habbo Hotel, this was when I was like 10 or something or 11.
Yeah, this was like still when we had dial up internet.
Yeah, and it's basically a social, it's kind of like chat rooms, but with, you know, actual rooms and designs and little things you can buy, and you do like these little weird contests and stuff that people would make. I don't know, all this weird crazy shit. But anyways, I meet this girl on there, and she has her little character, I have my little character, and we chat and whatever. So we're dating, because keep in mind, I'm like 10 years old, and we're doing a little internet dating. And so I decide, oh, fuck it, I'll move in with this girl into her little room here. And so I got this nice little duck, right? On Habbo Hotel, you get these little cool ducks, like these rubber duckies or whatever. And I moved my shit in there. I only have like two or three items, but either way, I just moved that stuff in there, and she left me. And the thing is, the person that like controls the room, like that has administrator of the room, they control all the objects. So she just basically stole all my shit. That's when I learned about real life.
You learned about real life through Habbo Hotel.
Indeed.
That's an awesome story.
I remember that, too.
Was he broken up about it for weeks?
Oh, he cried.
All right, we still got two more here on this list. We got SearchMash. Going directly to SearchMash's website will not tell you much about this service. You can check out Will's article about 5 unheard-of search engines to find out a bit more. I can tell you that it was a testing ground for Google to test some of its features and such. Ooh. Last but not least, Google Answers. Kind of like Yahoo Answers, except Googlier. All right, that'll do it for tech news. We're going to go into some news, then Halo reach around, and then some gaming news.
Halo.
Time to take a break from gaming news. It's time for the Power Up News Report.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact, huh?
All right, first up in news. Thief tries to sell ladder to guy he stole it from. A man just released from jail for stealing a ladder, caught by the guy he stole it from, was arrested again for trying to sell a stolen ladder to the same guy.
What a moron.
This all started July 28th when the thief was caught with a ladder stolen from a Cedar Mill area man. The victim saw the thief, recognized his ladder, and turned the thief into Washington County Sheriff's Office. Kevin Gilman was taken to jail on accusations of burglary and theft. Gilman was released from jail on August 3rd. Then he called the victim and asked him if he would still be interested in buying a ladder posted on Craigslist. Apparently, Gilman had listened for a second time to voicemails he received before the arrest. He didn't realize that he had already called the same man who had turned him in.
What a moron.
What?
That's wow. Awesome. Sounds like something Tyler would do.
Hey.
Maybe it was Tyler.
Oh, no. This guy was not Tyler.
He did disappear for a while.
They had a mugshot of this guy.
Look, I'm sorry. I can't control my compulsives.
Lucky escape for boy, 13, hit by lightning at 13:13 on Friday the 13th.
Jeez.
Using 24-hour time, Tyler, if you were confused.
Huh?
What? A 13-year-old boy was struck by lightning at 13:13 hours on Friday the 13th, according to reports.
It's a lot of 13s.
Yeah. The teen was watching an air show at the Lowestoft, England, when he was struck and later treated for burns to his shoulder. The UK's Mirror newspaper said he is expected to fully recover. Rex Clark, leader of the St. John ambulance team that treated the child, described what happened. Suddenly, there was this huge crack of lightning really close to the seafront and a really loud thunder. Seconds later, we got a call that someone had been hit. The boy was breathing and unconscious. He had a minor burn to his shoulder and was taken to a hospital as a precaution. It could have been a lot worse. Well, shit, yeah, it's lightning. It's all a bit strange that he was 13. It happened at 13:13 on Friday the 13th.
His name wouldn't be Jason, would it? Just wondering.
Jason, struck by lightning.
He will become Jason Voorhees.
So if you want to further push your superstition that 13 is unlucky, there's this
story.
There
you go.
That's why, you know, there's no floor 13 on hotels. Because if there's
the Westin, apparently.
If there is a floor 13, have you been to the floor 13?
No.
Yeah, I've been there, dude. It's a black hole.
Where, at the Westin?
Yeah, it's a black hole. You go up there, you open the door, and if you walk out that door, you get sucked into a black hole.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Damn.
And the thing is, from the floor, like, if you look up, you can't see the black holeness. Everything looks fine. If you look outside, it's just windows. But I tell you, dude, it's like Pandora's box in there.
Damn.
It's craziness.
100-year-old scotch pulled from frozen crate.
What the hell?
A crate of Scotch whiskey that was trapped in Antarctic ice for a century was finally opened Friday, but the heritage dram won't be tasted by whiskey lovers because it's being preserved for its historical significance.
So, I guess that sucks.
So if you're a whiskey lover, that sucks, but I mean, think about it. This is ice-cold whiskey that's been frozen for 100 years. That's like...
I wonder how many alcoholics you're going to try to break into that museum.
I must have that whiskey.
If you were, like, a really big whiskey lover, like, that's got to be awesome. Yeah. If you were to get a taste of that, but...
Bunch of whiskey lovers are just licking the glass. Like,
yeah. Just lick the crate. Thieves use breasts to distract victim.
Nice.
Police in France are looking at two attractive female thieves who bared their breasts at a man at a cash point to distract him before stealing his money.
God damn, I wish that would happen to me.
The women in their 20s exposed themselves to the victim as he punched his PIN code into an ATM machine in Paris.
I bet he did punch his PIN code.
As he stared out at one, the other man withdrew 300 euros from his account before they... Or as he stared at one, the other man... The other then drew 300 euros from his account before the pair fled with the money.
Yeah, awesome. I wonder how many times this happened to men. You know, one moment they're looking at tits, next thing they know their money is gone.
It's true.
Well, that could happen to me because I won't have 300 euros. I don't have that much money. All right. Last up in news. Explorer wakes up with his head in a polar bear's mouth.
The hell?
As far as wake-up calls go... Coming to with your head between a polar bear's jaw ranks somewhere below an annoying alarm and having a bucket of water thrown on you.
Jeez.
But that's exactly what happened to Arctic explorer Sebastian Plur Nielsen last week. Nielsen was attacked at the Svalbard Archipelago while traveling with buddy Ludvig Fed as they attempted to become the first ever team to paddle 1,250 miles from the island chain. Despite booby-trapping their tent with early warning system, a polar bear still infiltrated their setup. Nielsen was dragged from the tent with his head clamped in the animal's jaws. The adult male bear attempted to stun Nielsen by throwing him side to side, a technique used to confuse seal prey. It was so strong I could not fight, Nielsen said. I grabbed my shotgun and tried to shoot it, but the polar bear had snapped the gun in half.
Jeez.
You think the polar bear just got up with both hands and snapped it? It must have been only a minute I was in his jaws, but it felt like forever.
Jeez.
Nielsen's life was saved when Fed managed to shoot the bear. It took four shots to fell the giant beast.
Kill the fucking polar bear. This is bullshit. God damn it.
Well, I guess there's a new
things are almost extinct,
the,
people.
Next new alarm.
Man should have just took one for the team.
Yeah, you can't really get mad at one guy because everyone's killing polar bears.
Fuckers.
Dick.
Why? What the hell? Their fur or something?
No, just because...
Fuck polar bears. Fuck polar bears.
No, the Arctic's melting, dude.
God damn.
You know, they say within maybe a decade, during the summer in the Arctic, there might not be any ice.
Oh, fuck you, polar bear.
Bullshit.
So the Arctic has now melted more than has ever before, and everyone's contributed a little bit.
I don't want to be one of those guys that like loves animals that don't even exist anymore, like fucking dinosaurs.
Yeah, have you seen people that love dodos? Those guys are assholes.
Bastards.
Dodo.
All right, that'll do it for news. We're gonna jump into our Halo Reach Around.
Prepare yourself.
This is Halo Reach Around 2010.
Get some.
All right, so we're about a month away now from Halo Reach. And there have been videos about every day. Has anyone seen the Halo Reach where this guy like sings over the trailer?
Yes.
It's hilarious.
The literal trailer.
Yeah, the literal trailer. Thank you. It's really good. Stefan, you want to tell us anything about Halo Reach?
What's been new since the last time we talked? I don't know what you guys said last week.
We didn't really talk about a whole lot. We didn't have our Halo Reach correspondent here last time. So
last week we talked about some of the things they released. We talked about Reflection. We talked about some of the invasion game types. We talked about Firefight a little bit.
We talked about making a map into a penis on Forge, I believe.
Yeah, which happened this, 2 days ago?
A couple days ago. Yeah. I made a Hulk Hogan penis.
Yeah, he did. It was great. I'm getting so ready for this. Like, I'm going to have, like, a list of things that I'm going to get, all right? In my mini fridge, I'm going to stock it. So when we're playing Halo Reach, I will never run out of delicious drinks.
It's like
Halo
3 all over again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, but to extreme. Like, I mean, this is serious stuff, guys.
Like, I'm going
to
have some water because you always got to have water. I'm going to have pop. And then definitely, even though I don't like it, I'm going to have some fucking Red Bull.
You're going to have some energy drinks, man.
Because I remember when I was playing, when we got GTA 4, I drank some Red Bull that night, and I don't think I went to sleep the rest of the night.
I'm actually going to buy some pure adrenaline, you know, just shoot it into my veins.
Just shoot up with pure adrenaline. Awesome.
One thing I don't think we talked about that initial time when we first started talking about it a lot was the new weapons. I know one of you asked me what kind of new weapons they had. I believe it was you, Tyler.
I was definitely kind of curious
and
about that.
And I couldn't really think of them at the time. Like, I named a couple, but a more definitive would be like to name exactly what they have. The plasma repeater kind of takes place of the plasma rifle.
Yeah.
Kind of more powerful.
It's like a competent plasma rifle.
Yeah, it's nicer. A lot nicer, I would assume.
Now, isn't there like a... It's kind of like the battle rifle version of a Needler?
Yes, it's a needle rifle. And yeah, it is kind of like a BR with needles, and if you shoot enough into somebody, they will explode, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, they look pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Matt's a big fan of the needle rifle. Why don't you talk about it a little bit?
Well, you know, when I'm like, you know, getting ready to pwn some noobs and I'm running down and stuff and I see a needle rifle, I just fucking pick it up and then everyone just wets themselves. And I turn around, I'm like, pew, 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 and everyone's like, shit.
But yeah, seriously, the needle rifle is the shit. And it's a really good weapon. Like, I thought it was better than DMR, personally. Like,
I think it is better than the DMR, like, power-wise.
It's basically like a carbine mixed with a needler, but It's like a carbine with needle shots, so to speak. But it's just...
Yeah. It's a carbine on crack.
It's really decent. It's really
like
good.
It's more like a carbine on crystal meth.
Yeah, it's really good, like, across the map, pretty far distances. Like I said, I'd put it above the DMR. Both are good weapons, but the needle rifle just seemed to dominate.
All I need now is the Needler sniper rifle.
So... Yeah, that would be kind
of
cool.
They should just make all the Covenant weapons set of Needlers.
have an alternate fire mode.
Needler repeater, Needler, Needle rifle, Needler sniper, Needler grenade.
The Needler plasma rifle.
Needler grenade is just a spike you throw in someone's boat.
Replace the hammer with just a giant needle.
or you could just make a pickaxe and make the pick part a needle.
Man. You know, the Needlers, they do look a lot cooler in this game, too. I don't know what it is.
Everything looks cooler.
Yeah,
in this game.
Well, yeah. It's just everything's got so much more detail to it.
Detail, color, like the color just seems just right, mixed between like kind of like that realistic look, but still the Halo colorful look. It looks perfect.
Which I've always liked about Halo is that it's colorful.
Yeah.
And then people are always like, "Ooh, it looks like a thing a little game kid would play." It's like, please, when you get too old for color,
that's why it's rated mature.
Just wake up every morning, all your shirts are black and white and gray. Your whole room's painted gray, you got gray sheets.
We got the DMR, like we said, and that's the designated marksman rifle. It's replacing the BR, which I like that better than the BR.
Yeah.
The BR is just, it is overpowered. I don't care what anybody says. Like,
oh, I hate it.
Across maps, when you start out with that weapon, that is just insane. You can't do anything. You can't run across any somewhat open space without getting dominated.
Well, it got people to be too effect, like it's the only weapon anybody wants to fucking use anymore. Like
that, and the DMR has reticle bloom, so it makes it harder to have content. Like, people are going to have really good aiming skills and timing to do good with this, which I like a lot better.
If you do good with it, then props to you.
Yeah.
Like, if you do good with a battle rifle, then it's just a big go fuck yourself.
Like, I've said this a few times. The DMR is the battle rifle with the dildos removed.
Yeah.
Just because the battle rifle is just so fucking stupid. Like, it's fine to use. It's a good gun. But then everyone's like, let's start out with it. Like, okay, fine, let's start out with it. Oh, wait, now everyone has one. Oh, now there's no reason to pick up any other fucking weapon.
Exactly.
Like, unless you pick up a sniper rifle, or maybe, like, a rocket launcher.
Even that, it's almost like, you know...
Yeah,
like, if you know how to use a battle rifle, it outbeats a sniper rifle because you still got the range.
It's, like, it's rapid fire, and... Yeah, it goes just as far as the sniper. Well, maybe not the 10 times, but any other, like the regular 2 times or 5 times, whatever the
normal
zoom
is. Well, the fact
of
the matter is, by the time you're zoomed in with the sniper rifle, someone shooting with the BR, you can't zoom in anymore.
You know, the battle rifle, it's good to start out with a usable weapon, so something better than the SMG.
Yeah.
But to start out with such a powerful weapon, it's just so boring, because you don't have to drop it. It's like, why don't we just fucking play in a square room?
And what's the most annoying is... They redid the assault rifle in Halo 3 strictly for that reason.
Yeah.
To give you a medium range weapon to start out with so that you could do well with that if that's all you had.
Yeah.
Like it's decent, but you're going to want to switch it out if you have the opportunity. A BR is like starting people out with snipers.
You know, I actually like the assault rifle. I mean...
Yeah, I don't mind it.
I like it too.
It's a pretty good gun. I mean, it just sucks.
It's a mediocre
weapon,
and that's what you should start out with.
Exactly.
You should start out with something average. It doesn't suck. It's not great, but it's going to get the job done if that's
like
all you have.
Like, what's the first thing you do when you start off with an assault rifle? Try to find a better gun.
You
what's
go,
the first thing you do when you start off with a battle rifle?
Start fucking shooting people. Yeah, it's stupid. But
it just takes a whole huge dynamic out of the game.
Now, I've heard, though, too, the pistol. Is it kind of more like the Halo 2?
It's more like the Halo 1 pistol.
Yeah, that's what, It's faster, more powerful.
Yeah, it's got a scope again.
Oh,
so you can shoot far away. It's fast as you can press the trigger. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a lot better.
Yeah, it's nice to have a competent sidearm.
Yeah.
And what else do we got? We got the plasma launcher, which is, it shoots plasma grenades out. You can lock onto things and shoot them all out at once, like five will just, and it's tracking, so you'll see like 5 plasma grenades go and track to the enemy, which is awesome looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you were telling me about, what I was excited about, is the grenade launcher.
Yeah, I'll get to that. And you can shoot them out one by one, which I preferred, because it's like shooting stickies, and that's just awesome.
Yeah.
It's an awesome feeling to just, like, shoot a sticky at a guy.
Oh, really? So they like, stick? Or?
They're sticky grenades.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's plasma launcher.
You don't get
plasma
the metal
gun.
For it, though.
Oh, okay. That's sweet.
Yeah, you don't get a metal for it.
Which is good, because I already think Halo Reach is kind of saturated with metals.
Yeah, really? And, like...
yeah, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
No. Makes me feel more confident,
I guess. More to work for, I guess. I mean, I agree with you.
I'll get more into it when we get to the grenade launcher about metals.
Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. You can shoot them out one at a time, but, yeah, you don't get a sticky, which I agree because...
It's way
you,
too
you
easy.
Should, a stick is something you, like, you know, should earn with a skillful
yeah, that's
throw.
Like getting a medal for a rocket launcher kill.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And, okay, so that's a pretty cool weapon. What's next? We'll go to the grenade launcher since you said it. Grenade launcher. Okay. Grenade launcher is kind of like the brute shot in Halo 2 where it bounced, you know? It could bounce off the ground. They kind of took that out of Halo 3. But now... And I really love the grenade launcher.
Oh, yeah.
At
the
first,
grenade
you
launcher was so fun.
At first, you really suck with it because you really need to find out that perfect time to explode it. Otherwise, it takes a few shots and you'll probably be dead by then. But... The grenade launcher, what happens is when you shoot it, if you keep holding down the trigger before you release it, whenever you release it, that's when it'll explode. So basically, you can time... If you want to shoot a shot across the map, you'll see that thing sail. You keep holding down the trigger. As soon as you think... Like, as soon as you see it get close to somebody, you let it go, and boom. That's like instant explosion. Or, if you're good enough, you can... shoot it like on the ground so it stays perfectly where you want and it'll just stay there, you know, just kind of sit there, and it has, then you can just explode it, so it's kind of like a remote mine.
It's like having
something.
Like C4 or something.
Yeah,
you know?
it's really neat. But an added effect that Matt will talk about is an EMP where when you let it off, it'll take down a shield or, you know, stop a vehicle for a few seconds.
Yeah, so the EMP, which is cool, but I don't think it necessarily needs to be on the grenade launcher, just because it's so rapid fire. If someone's in like a tank or a Wraith or a Banshee or something, and you shoot a grenade launcher at it, and you don't destroy it like a tank, it takes a few shots from the front, but you can reload and shoot faster than the tank can get out of the EMP. So you can just constantly EMP it, EMP it, EMP
before
it
can do anything.
Before it can even move. It can shoot, but in Invasion, sometimes you don't know where you're getting shot from. Especially if there's a lot of people trying to take down a tank. So it kind of sucks. Also, you get a medal every time you kill someone with the grenade launcher because it's an EMP kill.
Which you get a medal for in this EMP kill.
Yeah, you get a medal for EMP kills. So it's like every kill you get with a grenade launcher, there's a medal for it. And I don't necessarily like how every kill you get a medal.
Yeah, medals should be something you got to earn. Yeah.
And it's like... Yeah. And that's why I feel like it's a little saturated with medals because there's it doesn't... really tarnish medals because there's definitely some medals out there still.
Yeah,
that are really
you still
great.
Have the hard ones like the sprees and the 10 kills and stuff like that.
But like you could easily get like 10 EMP medals with barely trying. You can get a first strike medal just for being the first one to kill someone. You can get a close call medal for just barely winning, you know?
So basically EMP medals aren't really going to mean anything.
It's kind of like Modern Warfare. Because
people are going to... Everybody's going to have tons of EMP medals. Kind of like the beatdowns and...
Yeah, it's like Modern Warfare, you know? You get like... Once you get done in the match, there's like nobody who doesn't have a medal.
Yeah.
I just feel like we already have enough dime a dozen medals.
Yeah.
But yeah, and the thing I like most about the grenade launcher, I mean, beyond the fact that it's just a fun weapon to use, I always go out of my way to try and use it once the class is available, is that there's not a lot of them in the game. It's treated like a power weapon. On the maps that were in the beta, at least, there was only one on the map. Like in... Overlook or whatever that was called, it was in the like shower room. There was only one on the map.
Unless
the class is open, and then you can do
it. In Invasion, it's not necessarily overpowered.
Yeah, in Tier 3 is when you finally... And that's towards the end of the game. Tiers are unlocked as the time goes, which unlock more classes with other weapons.
Yeah, so that's one thing I couldn't stand about Halo 3 is like when you get into a game where there's like so many power... So many people can have a power weapon, and it's just like... It's irritating. That's why I hate rockets.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's just a game type, but I can't stand playing rockets because it's just...
Well, there should always... Any powerful weapon like that, there should only be one on the map. And
Or at least something to combat it, like a sword and a shotgun.
Yeah. You don't have just one power weapon because, that obviously gives one guy or... There's got to be a few, like a sniper, a rocket, a shotgun, focus rifle, whatever the hell that...
Like if there's a sniper on the map... It'd be nice to put like a like, well, I guess like a needle rifle or something.
Yeah, just something else that's considered a power weapon to give the other team a shot, yeah, or the
like
some
what,
of the other players.
It's like what Matt said. You know, for every power weapon, it's going to have a counter.
And it doesn't necessarily need to be like another power weapon. It doesn't need to be like
just
a,
something that
a rocket launcher
it,
and a sniper. But at least like in Halo 3, like if you pick up a carbine, you can at least keep a sniper from zooming in.
Oh, yeah.
And if you got a good teammate, then you say, like, hey, I'm shooting him up right now. Take him out or something. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least keep him from zooming in at you. Unless you're Stefan, then he just shoots you anyway.
I kind of got a quick question, though. Is you said that you got, like, yeah, you know, kind of like how Modern Warfare did. They got the custom classes.
Yeah.
Where you can just change. Is that just the... It's just
the
like
custom
armor.
Classes is only in, like, custom games.
Yeah.
In matchmaking, okay. They have set classes with two weapons and an armor ability. And certain matchmaking types will have different things available.
That's what I was going to ask, though, is, like, it's not just the armor. It's also, it's, like, with weapons, too?
Yeah, like, weapons. Like, in normal Slayer matches, like, ranked Slayer, where it's, like, highly competitive, the arena one, that competitive, they only have, like, the run ability available because they want it to be as competitive as possible.
Exactly.
Like, kind of like how in most first-person shooter games, they have run a sprint ability, so that's why they only have the run ability. They don't want jetpacks and all this other stuff because people are going to bitch and complain that, you know, this isn't competitive when everybody has all this weird shit. Mm. So they keep that for, like, capture the flag and objectives and stuff like that. So, which I agree with that. Arena is pretty much just, like, the hardcore of the hardcore players. So if they want to do it, hey, give them their little area.
So you're saying in hardcore, it's really just
not in running. Hardcore, but in arena.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Arena, it's just running? No?
Well, at least the games that I played. It was just regular Slayer in arena was that.
So
I don't know about the other games.
So it's kind of like going back to kind of classic Halo 3 where you can't use the armor permutations.
Something like that. Something like that.
That's kind of cool, too, you know, because I can see how, you know, after a while, having to deal with all the arming.
Because the arena, it's not like a ranking system anymore. It's not like 1 to 50 and you're done. It's you get like bronze, silver, gold, and onyx, and it goes in seasons. Like each month is a season. You play 3 games per day and you're ranked.
Huh.
That's your rank. It's actually really kind of intriguing.
That is interesting. How are they doing ranks in this one? Is there going to be like a social rank?
I just told you.
No, I mean,
see, there's like.
Is there social
bronze, ranking? Silver, gold, and Roger Clemens.
No, I'm saying like, are they going to rank social and stuff too?
I can't tell you. I don't really know.
Because
I would assume they have like some true skill rating, kind of like they have now in Halo 3. But I don't think they're going to do the numbers anymore. But who knows? I'm not going to tell you anything
numbers,
for sure.
Numbers kind of lend themselves to people
who cheat,
creating accounts
just to get 50, the highest one.
They get to
50
and then they sell it to somebody.
Yeah.
Which
and
we saw the other night, some guy selling a 50.
And when you get a 50, you feel like, oh, I'm done. Where else can I go from here, you know? Whereas if you have seasons, each month is seasons, and then the stats reset.
There's
and you
no
go,
limit.
Then you got to keep trying to prove yourself.
That's pretty cool because, I mean, I can see where that's like, oh, yeah, sweet, so now what I do.
And one cool thing, since we kind of gone off topic of the weapons, but one cool thing about the ranking system, when you play Team Slayer games, you're still ranked as a team. Like, you know, one person gets first, one person gets second. You get individual score, too. So say I fucking got, you know, 30 kills on my team, and then everybody else kind of shit themselves.
Yeah.
I still get really good rating and stats from that.
Well, I'm fucked.
So I like that.
Yeah,
because there's times where you just get matched up with people, or say somebody just kind of held you back, or whatever the fuck the deal is. Or somebody just has
like
a bad game.
So, like, even if you lose...
You can still get a pretty good rating. You still get that, like, loss for losing, but you still get good rating
yourself. That
does make
sense. That is good, because...
For going positive KD and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I can't remember high times, just, like, I actually do, like, super freaking good, get, like, 30-something kills,
and
it just doesn't matter
because
your team fucked you over. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
So, yeah, that's nice. Going back to the weapons, let's see. The focus rifle. This is kind of a mixture of... Covenant sniper in a way, and also the sentinel beam. It's a straight beam, like that's continuous beam.
Okay.
But it has a scope and everything, so it's like a sniper. It is deadly.
I shall nickname it the Wizinator.
That thing is deadly as hell.
It is
like the sentinel beam sucked balls.
Oh,
nobody
yeah, I was
used
just
that.
Say that's like one weapon that I just can't.
Is
scan.
A joke.
I don't
weapon.
Think anyone used.
You only use it for skate park.
Whereas now this focus rifle is something to be reckoned with. It is deadly. It's really neat. It takes place of the Covenant sniper.
That's
like
cool.
A
power weapon.
Because I definitely remember using a Sentinel. Like, this thing would be sweet if you could kill people with it.
Not to mention it looks really cool. It's like a gator's mouth, kind of like...
Who remembers the Golden Showers game type where everyone had
What have I forgot? You got it's that target locator thing that I think I said something about before where it's kind of like the Hammer of Dawn. No, it's more like a Mortar Strike. You paint a target and then it counts like 5 seconds or something like that. And then a mortar strike goes over that area.
Oh, so kind of like is it kind of like what you use in Halo Wars? You know, we can call the strikes.
Yeah, something like that. Whereas you can lock it on, like you know, on Battlefield or maybe even Call of Duty, you focus or you target onto something and the bar will load, and then all of a sudden you've locked onto that and something will bomb it. You can do that to vehicles, individual grunts, or anything like that, or just general areas.
That's pretty cool. Is it one of those things where you can use it more once, or is it like kind of a one-time use sort of thing?
It's probably got either an ammo amount or like a specific, you know, energy. I mean,
that's got to be have some kind of limit.
Yeah, because you're not gonna rape everything with it.
Maybe some sort of like it takes a while to load.
I don't even know if it's in multiplayer. I know it's for sure in campaign. That's where they showed it. But
it would be nice if it was in multiplayer, like an invasion or something.
Yeah, I think it'd be nice, but I think it also need to be something that is like. Extremely limited.
And you know, like with mortar strikes, you know, the person doesn't necessarily know what's coming, but sometimes it's hard to kill someone with a mortar strike just because it takes so long for the mortar strike to actually happen.
Yeah, people could have moved by that point.
Yeah, unless you have someone camping in an open-ish area.
Yeah.
Or a vehicle that's EMP'd consistently from a grenade launcher.
Yeah.
Any weapon that I forgot?
You're talking to the wrong guy. I mean...
I don't think so.
I think I got them all. I know for sure I'm forgetting one just because you always get that feeling you're leaving something out.
The podcast will be over. You'll go home and you'll be like, shit.
No, I'll remember it after the next segment. That's how it always goes. I always remember when we're doing the intro to the next segment. But anyways, those are the weapons. So that made for a good little discussion.
Good little reach around there.
We'll have that conclude Halo Reach Around for this week because that was a good one. Next week, I don't know. How about we talk vehicles? Put that on tap next week.
There's only like three new ones. We might want to slam something else in there. We'll just have to wait
and see
if
anything.
We'll
slam something else in there.
We'll have to see if anything's new is announced because I know they're planning something for GamesCon, which comes the 16th. So that's this week.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll find something.
Yeah.
So at least vehicles next week. There will probably be more. And with that said, let's go into gaming news.
Time for the heart and soul of this podcast. Here is gaming news.
And boom goes the dynamite.
All right, first up, a proper use from this drop. We have a story about... Leroy Jenkins in the Army. Military bases in Iraq strategize on World of Warcraft Misfit. In the pantheon of video games, Leroy Jenkins is a legend. Leroy, the World of Warcraft character of mild-mannered Lafayette native Ben Schultz, shot to stardom in a 2006 YouTube clip. His gaming fame earned Leroy a Howard Stern reference, a mention on Jeopardy, and a spot on a schoolgirl's t-shirts in Asia. And now the Army thinks it can use Leroy Jenkins to inform its multi-billion dollar operations. That's at least the perspective of Captain Robert N. Chamberlain, who authored a curious article published last year in the prestigious Armed Forces Journal titled "Let's Do This, Leroy Jenkins and the American Way of Advising." What's the connection? In the clip, Leroy is seen screwing his... Why is he screwing his WoW teammates? Screwing his WoW teammates by charging blindly into a dragon's den, hollering, "All right, chums, let's do this." And then when everyone follows him in and dies, mumbling incoherently, "At least I have chicken." According to Chamberlain, this maldurate and disastrous battle charge, which completely disregarded his teammates' planned course of action, is analogous in the gung-ho way the Army used to run its mission in Iraq. The armed forces adopted a more successful battlefield strategy when it embraced a more culturally sensitive counterinsurgency tactics, says Chamberlain, but now he believes the Army is once again pulling a Leroy in the blunt and awkward way it's approaching the task of advising Iraqi forces that aren't in the process of taking over security operations around the country. The problem, writes Chamberlain, is that typical military approaches to advising Iraqis fail spectacularly because, like Leroy Jenkins, these solutions substitute individual initiative and ability for meaningful planning.
Interesting.
Wow. All that from a YouTube video.
That was... known to be faked or planned or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Man, it doesn't Leroy fucking Jenkins. Matter.
But that's funny.
Don't hate me, bro! Don't hate me! I said shoot me!
Yeah, that was really funny how he's using Leroy Jenkins to talk about how they're falling off on how they wanted to do things. Next up, Wii sells 30 millionth console in the U.S.
Jeez.
Wii reaches a milestone in 45 months, 1 year faster than the next best-selling console. I saw something recently on TV that the Wii is on pace very soon, actually, to overtake the PS2 as best-selling game system of all time.
Wow.
That's quick.
Yeah.
As part of the announcement, the company also released the updated list of top 10 first and third-party games. What do you think the top first-party game is?
First-party, what do you mean by
from,
that?
From Nintendo itself. Like, Nintendo
top,
published and
I'd
made it.
Top, I'd say Mario? New Super Mario Bros. Wii. Super Mario Galaxy 2. Wii Sports.
Something with Wii in the name.
It's Wii Play.
Oh. That's the one that comes with that fucking controller, isn't it? No wonder. That fucking disc sucks, too. It's got, like, one good game on it out of, like, the seven that are included. But that people that like it only buy it because of the controller.
All right, it's Wii Play, followed by Mario Kart Wii, Wii Fit, New Super Mario Bros. Wii, Wii Sports Resort, Super Smash Bros. Brawl, Super Mario Galaxy, Wii Fit Plus, Mario Party 8, and Link's Crossbow Training.
Ooh.
Jeez.
And what do you think the top third-party game is? This might be kind of hard, but give it a shot.
I'm going to either have to go with... I'm gonna take two guesses, so you tell me if either one of them are right.
Yeah.
No More Heroes and... Fuck. This isn't going to be right, but Mad World.
Number one is actually Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock.
Yay. Yeah.
Then Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, which is apparently made by Sega, because if it was made by Nintendo, it would be on the first party game.
Sega! Yeah.
Lego Star Wars, Carnival Games, Game Party, EA Sports Active, Just Dance, Rayman Raving Rabbids, Deca Sports, and Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games.
Huh.
Huh.
Sounds like a bunch of shit I don't want to play.
Yeah, no shit.
Except for on the first party games, I'd play Super Mario Bros. Wii and Mario Kart.
And this is
maybe Galaxy.
This is the console that's supposed to overtake PlayStation 2.
Well, it's selling. People like it.
I don't know. I've just never been a big fan of, you know, the games that are on it.
It's got some decent games, but not nearly as much as the other consoles.
Yeah.
Yeah, the really good games are few and far in between. That's not because they're not there. It's because there's just a shit ton of games on that thing.
Yeah. Yep.
The Xbox 360 Kinect will understand sign language and read lips.
Huh.
Oh, read lips. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, so you can whisper vacuum to it and be like, what the fuck you say? I said, fuck you.
Before you know it, we'll be arguing with our consoles.
We're going to argue with our 360. It's like, huh? You want this? Huh? Huh? Red ring. Next up, it only delays the frustration of Sony's PS3 firmware. When it comes to high-definition multi-platform console games, you have a choice. You can go Sony or you can go Microsoft. Frankly, I'm starting to think even Sony wants you to choose Microsoft. Why does it feel like I'm being punished every time I try to play a game on my PS3? The last time I tried to play a game on this console, I was forced to download a mandatory update, which added a feature I didn't care about. The update gave Sony the ability to suggest games to me. Gee, thanks. The process took 30 minutes.
Jeez.
So it took 30 minutes to have games suggested to you.
Woo.
Then I had to actually download the game from the PlayStation Store, which took an amazingly long time compared to what I'm used to on Xbox Live or Steam. When I saw just how slowly the download was moving, I was tempted to buy it on the 360 with my own money instead of using the review code supplied. But I persevered. I've actually heard that a lot, that PS3 download's like slow as hell.
Huh.
I don't know why that is. I mean, Sony shouldn't have any problem with downloading speed.
No.
All told, it was over an hour before I was actually playing the game. On any other system, it would have been minutes. Fast forward to this week, when I wanted to revisit Mod Nation Racers to see if the new patch improved loading times. I turned on my system, popped in the game, and was gobsmacked to see that the system forced me to grab yet another update. What does this update do? It fixes the first update, the one I didn't want.
Jeez.
That's like every console, though. It's like every game I haven't played for a couple months, I come back and there's an update for it.
Oh, yeah.
Though usually I don't see any difference.
Yeah.
You know, I think it has to do with more online play, speed, stuff like that. Because, you know, like, when you have a computer, you update it to keep the speed going. I think it's just kind of more like that. More of a hardware update or a software update, I think it is, than it is actual gameplay update.
So the update downloads, it installs, the system restarts, and there goes 20 minutes of my life I'll never get back. People tell me to set up a proxy server to decrease download time, because slow download speeds are enough of a problem that such bizarre workarounds exist. Update complete. Let's play Mod Nation Racers. Of course, I first need to download the patch to fix the game's loading times. The file is 131 megabytes in size, I can't download it in the background. It takes 7 minutes to complete. That means my data speed is 2.5 megabits per second. Which seems right about, which is about right at slow as dirt speeds for PlayStation 3 downloads. Then it has to install, and then the game reboots. So, shit, son. That takes a long time.
Yeah, it sucks.
Let's see. Let's give this guy credit. It's Ben Kuchera from ArsTechnica.com. That's all I got. But I think it's a very good article.
Yeah, just pretty good.
And
article.
It's not PS3 alone. I know he jumps on the PS3 for it, but like all systems do that, although not necessarily as slowly.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's what he's getting at is just how ridiculously slow it is.
7 games that would be awesome on Kinect. Number 7, boxing.
Yeah.
Number 6, UFC.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Armbar.
Number 5, modern RTS games. Number 4, Splinter Cell.
Hmm, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Number 3, Tactical Squad Shooters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be worth a try.
Number 2, Parkour.
That'd be... Ooh. How the hell would you even do that? Yeah, I don't know, dude. That'd be odd.
We could be up climbing.
Number 1, BioWare RPGs.
You'd have to play that game in like a fucking airport hangar. The parkour one.
All right. Activision confirms Golden Classic Controller Pro for GoldenEye 007.
Yeah, I saw it. Comes bundled with the game.
So, not only do we get things like night vision goggles in our games, but now we're getting golden controllers.
It actually looks pretty sweet. It's like, you know, you have the Classic Controller, which is made off of the Super Nintendo controller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Classic Controller is like an N64 controller, kind of mixed with the Super Nintendo. Like, it's got, like, hand things. It's
that's cool.
Kind of neat. It's only, like, $10 more, $10 or $20 more than the actual game when it comes bundled. So that's pretty neat.
Last for gaming news. Call of Duty Black Ops. Zombie mode returns. Now, I think I've realized this. Like, I've gotten every other Call of Duty game because
they don't have the zombies in the normal ones.
Yeah. Exactly. So I just don't get Call of Duty games that don't have zombies. Or I do get Call of Duty games that don't have zombies.
Really, it's just their way of fucking getting people to buy their, you know, their
next game.
Yeah.
Their games in between their main series.
So that's
so
what
speak.
I'm thinking. If a Call of Duty game has zombies, not buying it.
No, I've heard that mode is fun as hell.
Oh, no, it is. I've played it.
They should put
it really
in fucking the next Modern Warfare or whatever the hell
if
they're doing.
If I want to play with zombies, I'll play Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. It is pretty badass because I've played it and I like it. It's just I don't think it's worth, you know.
You like it?
Money.
You like it?
Yeah. I like it.
There's my point. I'm not getting it.
Go fuck yourself. What should I say? My opinion doesn't matter, Matt?
Look, you're not Leaper.
I
know you're sitting in his chair.
I'm going to go cry.
I know you're sitting in his chair, but come on, you're not Leaper.
Oh, yeah? Well, where is Leaper?
That's
not
a good
here.
Fucking question.
Not here. Where am I? Here.
It's true, you're here, but I'm just saying. Maybe you can't live up to the Leaper, you know? I haven't heard you say anything about Little Bo Peep. I haven't heard you say anything about not bringing the Broncos into this.
I'm sick and tired of trying to live up to Leaper, okay? You know what? I'm not Leaper. I'm Tyler Twos, all right? Just accept me for what I am.
Well, with that said, we're going to finish out this podcast before Tyler cries.
Too late.
You can find us on your various social media. We're on everything. So, for Tyler and Stefan, this is Matt, signing out.